It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent. It is property tax assessment season in much of the state. Depending on where you are, homeowners receive new assessments at least once every 5 years or as often as once a year. And last week, the city of Madison sent out its new property value assessments to local residents, with single-family homes exceeding $500,000 on average for the first time. And Milwaukee's assessments also came out recently. This all comes ahead of the traditional home buying season as property values and estimated sale prices continue to rise. Rob Ferret spoke last week with two assessors from the city of Madison about how the process works and the impact it has. Megan Lukens is assessment business systems manager and Scott West is assessment operations manager for Madison. They spoke with Rob Ferret.
Let's start with the outcome of the assessment. I see the city's average value for single-family homes grew by about nearly 4% last year. That's fairly low, I understand, in the post-COVID times. Scott, let's start with you. What does that tell you about what's happening in Madison housing?
It indicates the market has probably cooled off a little bit for us in Madison, although we're usually pretty robust from year to year. I don't think we've had quite the volume of sales. Megan can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I don't think we had the volume of sales as we've had other years.
And Megan, how does our property value change now compared to, say, the pre-COVID era when a place like Madison, it could be a pretty hot time for property values going up?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is that our assessments are catching up to where the market was bringing us in those pre-COVID years, and things have slowed down. Scott's correct. The number of sales have decreased year over year. So we're seeing a situation where we don't have the supply. And so that lesser volume of sales is also kind of helping the market cool down a little bit.
I want to get into a little assessment 101 because homeowners wherever you are in the state get that assessment and might wonder, well, where'd that number come from? Scott, what goes into that assessment? What leads to that number we get in the mail?
Well, every year we do an interim market update, which means we review all the market information that we receive from the prior year. For instance, this is a January 1, 2026 assessment that people have just received in the mail. And that's based on a market that occurred in 2025. We review all the sales that occurred during that time period. We verify them through various resources to ensure that they represent arm's length market transactions. And then we use those sales to determine what the market is doing in different parts of the city. We have the city broken up into individual neighborhoods. So we'll review what we call a market trend is in each neighborhood, and then we apply that neighborhood basis. So some neighborhoods may have went, you know, it's a range of percentages out there that based on what we see in recent sales that have occurred.
And Megan, do things like improvements to a house affect that assessment? If I build that new, water slide in my backyard, does that go into the assessment?
Yes, we have to look at what's called permitted work. So we get information from the building inspection department about permits that are pulled, and those values are adjusted based on the percent completion of that project.
And Megan, staying with you for a moment, now state law requires assessments at least every 5 years. Some communities do that exactly once every 5 years. Some places like Madison do it every year. Why those more regular assessments?
Yeah, in the city of Madison, it's really for two primary reasons. One, doing assessments year over year and staying current with the market allows property owners to experience slow and steady growth over time. It also allows us to kind of help control things if we have extreme assessment years. So like post-COVID, when we were seeing properties sell for 40%, 60% over their assessments. To curtail having a bubble market, we were able to take those percent changes and aggregate them out over a number of years so that property owners don't experience extreme highs or extreme lows in their assessment. And the second reason is just volume. We have 90,000 parcels that we're reviewing on an annual basis. If we let those 90,000 parcels sit for, say, 5 years, and then in one singular year, we had to catch up all of those properties to current market over 5 years, we wouldn't be able to accomplish that volume of work in that time frame.
Now, Scott, I understand there's about $1 billion in new construction in the city of Madison. How much of the increase in assessment is, hey, there's a lot of new buildings, there's a lot of new construction, and that's raising values versus, hey, these houses are sitting there, people are more interested in them over time, demand is high, and that's what's driving the increase in assessments over time?
Well, it's kind of both, right? Mm-hmm. We have a lot of new construction in the city of Madison, and there's also a lot of interest in existing homes. So it's kind of a combination. But I mean, the increase in market value is more of what has occurred on the sales level. What has people bought and sold, and that's what drives our trends in the neighborhoods. The new construction that occurs are on more of a that's for growth for the city of Madison, first of all. And then it's also on a per parcel basis. So, you know, if someone builds a 300-unit apartment building, we're applying that new construction value to that parcel over, you know, individually. Just like if you add in an addition to your house, we would look at what we would price that out and then add that to that property. And then look at how that affects what the market value of that is by comparing it to other homes. So,
and Megan, one of the uses of the assessment is to determine how much homeowners pay in property taxes, right? Can you connect the dots? What does that assessment translate into when it comes to that annual property tax bill?
Yeah, that is obviously the, you know, primary concern that the majority of folks have when they're engaging with our office. And while the assessor's office doesn't have any say in what happens with the taxes, our values are the foundation for which all city services are then able to be funded off of. So what happens is the idea is a revenue neutral change overall, meaning that if everyone goes up about the same amount, the same percentage, we have those average changes, you should see little to no change in your taxes. It's revenue neutral. The taxes are determined based on the needs of the different taxing jurisdictions. And so we have schools included in that, the state, the county, and then local. And the technical colleges. Those are all funded through property taxes. So there's a lot of folks who are engaging in services and needs and funding their specific areas out of that tax base.
If, say, I and my neighbors both go up 4%, our taxes probably won't change relative to each other. If theirs goes up 2% and mine goes up 10%, maybe because of my water slide, that will mean I'll probably pay more taxes relative to my neighbor. Do I have that right?
Absolutely. We're looking to have everyone pay their fair share, right? Assessments should be equitable relative to one another. And that's part of also analyzing the market every year helps maintain equity in the city as well.
And Scott, after these numbers come out, every community will have some kind of objection procedure or a challenge procedure. What goes into that? What kind of things can people bring to the city's attention and say, hey, I think this is too high or too low, I guess, if they wanted to?
Well, they can bring sales that they feel are comparable to them, you know, as far as different attributes of a property that sold recently in their neighborhood or nearby that they think is comparable to them that they believe shows that they should have a lower assessment. They could condition of the property could also be a good indicator that they could provide us with photos or video, or we could they can also request an inspection that we can come out and take a look at it if needed. Locational issues could be another reason. You know, maybe they back up to a refinery or something, just as an example, that they feel, you know, affects the market value of their property. And we'll consider, any type of evidence. And then we do our own analysis to see if the evidence they've provided does influence the value or not.
And Megan, as we wrap up, is there something that people either tend to get wrong about the assessment process or be really confused about?
I think it's just that contacting the assessor's office because you feel that you're paying too much in property taxes. Unfortunately, there's nothing that we in the assessor's office can do about that. You know, that requires a change at the legislative level, and there isn't anything we can do. What we do inquire folks to do, though, is we encourage them, I should say, to contact our office. We have lots of information. Our website is a really great resource. Those comparable sales that Scott was talking about, we have a page on our website where folks can dive into their specific assessment areas and find those recent sales so that they can get educated about what's happening in the market and better understand. And to contact our office, and we're happy to answer questions and get folks information if they're interested in filing an appeal.
We'll leave it there. Megan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Scott, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was Megan Lukens and Scott West with the City of Madison Assessor's Office. We've been talking about property assessments with new numbers out for cities like Madison and Milwaukee, still having time to file objections. Now, the booming housing market in recent years has been pushing up real estate prices, with the average value for Madison, for example, homes now exceeding $500,000. Here to talk about the state of the real estate market as we head into the buying season is Robert Proctor, real estate attorney and government affairs director for the Realtors Association of South Central Wisconsin. Robert, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we've got this assessed property value for a house, and then we've got what a house actually sells for. How much do those two things connect to each other, or are they kind of different animals?
They can be different animals. This year, I did review the city's assessments for the city of Madison, and they're up approximately 4.8 for residential property. And the year-to-date median price in Dane County is up about 4.6%. So as a total, they are pretty close to each other. However, when you look at individual properties, there's often differences that appear regarding the value of that property or the sales price compared to the assessment. The city assessor will review 90,000 properties in a year. So their methodology is much more broad-based. And then they have some other issues that they have to address, like equalization of values and so forth, where if you were going to, for example, have your property appraised, you have an appraiser looking specifically at your property and looking at comps specifically as they relate to your property, and they spend more time on that one property. And so sometimes there can be a disconnect between what the assessed value is for specific properties and what maybe the true market value is, which is the point of why there's an open book and an appeal process.
Now, Madison's average value for single-family homes exceeded $500,000 for the first time in this assessment. Price has been going up for some time now. What is driving that? Seems like a lot for an average price or average value for single-family homes.
It is. But it's really just a supply shortage. Right now, the market seems to be in neutral, and it's in neutral because of the lack of supply. We just have more buyers than we have sellers, certainly in Dane County, but even for the entire state. The biggest reason for that goes way back to when the housing market bubble burst back in 2008. Prior to 2008, for example, in Dane County, there were two times as many permits being pulled by builders to build houses than we are building today. And there's a lot of reasons that go into it, but the truth of it is that new home construction is about half of what it was prior to the 2008 recession. And Madison and Dane County are growing faster than any county in the state. And when those two things happen, you have a lot more demand than you have supply, and the costs go up.
Robert, a story I'm hearing in other communities in the state is that you have people, seniors, right, who might be ready to sell their house and downsize or something like that, but they don't see that house out there to downsize to, so they stay in their house now. Is that something you're seeing in South Central Wisconsin as well, that, hey, people are hanging on to that house where we might have expected it to go on the market?
Absolutely. They're most seniors and empty nesters. They want to age in place. That may not be the house, but they're comfortable with the city and the neighborhood that they live in. And for a long period of time in Dane County, Madison, we just weren't building what we call the missing middle. Those, the type of houses or apartments that downsizing seniors or empty nesters would be willing to move into. Accordingly, they hold on to their house. They don't, and then all of that inventory isn't available for the next generation. And that's been a huge issue. And there's been a lot of efforts to start creating more senior housing, to create more senior housing, to create more missing middle, to create more options for empty nesters and seniors to move into. But it's a slow process. It's sort of like steering a ship. We do incremental changes now, and over time we'll see the benefit of them, but there's no magic wand that will just allow that inventory to appear.
Robert, another story I'm hearing in communities around the state is a lack of starter homes, right? That younger first-time home buyer. What are you seeing in South Central Wisconsin?
We are seeing an absolute crisis when it comes to starter homes for the next generation. The average age, the average median age for a first-time home buyer in Wisconsin is now 40 years old, which is the obvious. That means that this generation is now staying in apartments and renting until age 39. That's a huge issue. It affects everything from starting families, raising kids, building wealth for that generation. And it's a number that is really troubling. And hopefully, with a lot of the changes that you're seeing at the state level and at the local level, we're going to see more production of single family homes to hopefully start bringing the cost in line with people's income, and to bring that number down so people can afford a home for their family much earlier in life.
Now, we heard from the Madison assessors there. You're working in South Central Wisconsin. Are rising prices in Madison driving costs, driving housing costs in the surrounding communities, counties, maybe even in a widening radius?
I believe so, yes. The fact is that the Madison is growing very fast. The cost of land and the cost of construction in Madison is high. So many families, many young families, and many people are looking for more affordable housing. They look further away from the city of Madison, and now they become competitors in that market. And the more people you have competing for homes, the more you see prices rise. So the growth of Madison certainly has a impact on the surrounding neighborhoods, surrounding communities, and certainly even the surrounding counties.
Robert, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Robert Proctor is a real estate attorney and government affairs director for the Realtors Association of South Central Wisconsin. We previously heard from Megan Lukens, assessment business systems manager for the city of Madison, and Scott West, assessment operations manager for the city of Madison. They spoke with host Rob Ferret about property values, tax assessments, and what's all playing into the state of the real estate market going into the buying season.